Hi, Mamie. It's Jack. We're going to leave London as planned, but we'll take a cab from the airport so nobody has to bother to drive in and pick us up.
We need a light shop done.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. You already own that. You own everything.
I'll put another hotel room.
And listen, we completely forgot about Sally's goldfish. If by some miracle they're still alive, we could feed them and change the water.
Mom will make my move, honey.
And if they're not, will you go to the store and see if you can find a couple that are sort of the same size? Okay, we'll see you soon. Bye.
One, two, three,
What's
four,
happening?
Five, six.
What? Oh, no.
Another hotel. What do we owe you?
You owe me 1,100 pounds.
I haven't got it. You win. I'm out.
This girl is rich.
I'm gonna go to sleep.
Good evening, sir.
Yes.
Will these do?
Bring it. My wife, I guess.
Candles, champagne. Oh, honey. Sorry, I didn't think of this.
That's all right. Only one of us had to.
Is she asleep?
Mm-hmm. What about your speech?
I'll wing it.
You sure?
We have all watched, I think with a sense of awe, the protean events which have taken place in Moscow and the republics, and the enormous changes resulting from these events. In this volatile climate, then, I must conclude that we can only speculate on the future of Soviet fleet development and deployment. I would like to thank the trustees of the Royal Naval Academy for the very kind invitation to be here with you today.
Sally. He just can't show it. He's a professional soldier. It's his job not to be distracted. Come on, we gotta go meet Daddy.
I'm impressed.
The umbrella in the car. Find it on the map there?
Uh-huh.
Good.
Right here. And when we get to the street there, we turn left. No. Right, yeah, right.
You sure?
Turn right, yes.
Okay, we're gonna turn right. I'm following your map.
Okay, thanks. I'm right.
You mind your bottom, Patty boy. Move sure and fast.
You told me that, didn't you?
So I'm telling you again. This won't be like anything you've ever done before, little brother.
Target leaving the palace now.
Right.
Stay awake, lads. Here they come.
Treat him. Jesus, Jack. What were you thinking of? I'm going to set you down, okay? Stay with me, Jack. You hear me? Stay with me. Jack? Jack, stay with me.
Here today is one of outrage over this unprecedented terrorist attack on the royal family. And while no group has yet claimed credit, there is among many here speculation already of Irish Republican Army involvement. According to eyewitness accounts, Lord William Holmes, the Queen Mother's cousin and Minister of State for Northern Ireland, along with his wife and son, would have most certainly been killed were it not for the heroic efforts of this man, John Patrick Ryan, the American tourist who broke up the assassination attempt. An author and professor at the United States Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland, Ryan is a former Marine lieutenant. Wounded in the exchange of gunfire, he is listed in guarded condition at an undisclosed London hospital. This is Deborah Weston, CNN News, London.
You're alive. I forgive you. Otherwise.
Hey, Pumpkin.
Dignified their cowardice with your silence. They left you. They drove off without you. I'm curious as to what it is you think you owe me.
If any of my mates ever drove off and left me in your hands, I not only feel no great sense of loyalty, I make sure to remind myself to kill them.
Who are they, Sean? Where are they? The trip was unscheduled. How do you know Lord Holmes would be there? I can't help if you don't talk to me, you know.
I'd tear your heart out and serve it up to you with chips. If I didn't know you'd enjoy it, you Fenian bastard.
No, not in all eternity. He'll not chirp a word. Not Sean Miller. And not while his brother is lying on a slab. What's the matter, Jimmy? Don't you believe it?
It's the entire thing I don't believe. The royal family, Kevin. You know that only turns people against us. Look, this was totally unauthorized. And the other brigade commanders, they know that you were behind it.
Fuck the bloody IRA. All these years of war and they've got us nowhere. In its heart and soul, England is still a monarchy, and that is where we must strike. At the royals and the ruling class. You're either with us or you're against us, Jimmy boy. Make up your mind.
Oh, I'm with you.
Good. That's all I wanted to hear.
Kevin, Charlie's going to drop by tonight to try to straighten things out. Be smart, talk to him, and hold your temper.
I promise.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Kevin, lad! It's me, Charlie.
Me holding my temper, Jimmy boy.
Oh. Oh, God. Oh, all right.
What?
Where's my bag?
Oh, you're not going to make me wear a rubber, are you? You know, the church says wearing one of them's a sin, darling.
Who's this, darling?
So what can you tell me about...
About this guy?
Sean? Oh, he's a nice boy, Sean Miller. Shot a parish priest in Derry. During confession, if you can imagine. He thought the father was informing for the...
Excuse me, Sergeant, I don't think it's in Mr. Ryan's best interests or the prosecution's to discuss matters not directly related to the events at hand.
If you can confirm for me that the man in that photograph is the same man you disarmed in the square, I think we'll be through.
I can.
Do you have anything to add, Mr. Ryan?
Yes. The man I killed was Miller's...
Brother.
Brother.
Patrick. Not even 17, Paddy boy. Recruited by Sean into the IRA.
Again, I think we'd all be better served if we could preserve the clarity of your eventual testimony.
I read it in the newspaper. I can hardly
see. I'd appreciate you refraining from reading the newspapers.
Not even Doonesbury?
Do you have anything to add?
No.
My name's Geoffrey Watkins, Principal Private Secretary to Lord Holmes.
It's a pleasure to meet you. This is my wife, Catherine.
How do you do?
Hello.
So, Dr. Ryan, how is your patient healing?
Just fine. We're looking forward to going home, though.
I can imagine. May I introduce his lordship?
Hello.
It's my great honor to finally meet you, Dr. Ryan.
Thank you.
I owe you a debt of gratitude that I shall never be able to repay.
Not at all. Thank you for your kind note.
I'm delighted that you're here to share in the good news, Mrs. Ryan. Her Majesty's decided to invest your husband, Casey Vere, Knight Commander of the Victorian Order. My congratulations, sir. And good luck today.
Sir Jack.
Lady Catherine. Perhaps. If I'd had more time to think about it, I would have preferred to do something else.
So you're saying you didn't have time, is that it?
That's correct.
So you didn't.
Didn't what?
Think, sir. You didn't think is the point I believe you're trying to make. No. Instead, you raced into a situation of which, by your own admission, you had no understanding. Attacked my client, who was, in fact, another pedestrian hurrying to help.
Wearing a ski mask.
Shot a second man in the chest, this one taking you, can it be?
After
three
they shot me.
Three shots at point-blank range in order to fell the second victim.
I used that force I deemed necessary.
I should say so. And doubt very much whether anyone in this courtroom would disagree.
Excuse me. I didn't make this happen, sir.
No further questions.
He did.
Oh, my lord, there is one more question. Are you still, Dr. Ryan, in the paid service of the Central Intelligence Agency? I should remind you that you're under oath.
No.
I beg your pardon?
No.
That's all. Thank you.
The witness may stand down. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, I think this might be an appropriate moment.
Bloody proud of yourself, aren't you? Something wasn't worth doing at all.
Now you've killed my baby brother.
Come on.
You guys have really grown.
How are you feeling?
Not so good.
Tired?
No.
I have no idea what time it is. Feels like morning to me.
You're telling me.
Did I miss something?
No. But I did. I'm pregnant.
Honey.
Can I watch some TV?
I'm not at all tired.
What?
Please. I don't have any say in this, do I?
Sure you do, honey. This is a family. Everybody's got a say.
Well, my say is after the fact. Or am I wrong?
No. You're right.
Michaela really despises her little sister.
Yeah? Well, get ready for this. It could be even worse. It could be a baby brother.
Oh, no. Boys. I mean, you're a person
fighting militarily. No. Jack.
Two boys are...
in fact, deny that the provisional wing of the IRA was behind this assassination attempt.
When the IRA carry out any form of campaign, they admit to it.
Thank you.
That's the policy. They'll proudly say they did it. Have the IRA admitted to this? I mean, common sense, logic, some form of reason.
They at least suggest some names.
So you don't think your efforts in America raising money for the Irish cause will be effective?
Sure you can, honey.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Cooley.
And to you, madam. How is business?
Fine, thank you. I came upon this first edition at an estate auction. Can your man restore it?
And when would you want this by, madam?
Soon. As you can see, it's very pressing.
I'm not sure. The binder may have some trouble with this.
Is that so?
Well, I'll see what I can do. He's not a miracle worker, you know.
No, obviously he's not, Mr. Cooley. Best you can arrange that. Good day, Mr. Cooley.
Good day, madam.
Hello, Sean. Don't mind if I come along with you, do you? Although I disapprove of the things you've done, Sean, I can't quite bring myself to condemn you. I can't.
Because I understand where the hatred comes from. I more than understand it. But the present fact is that we're very near now the darkest hole in all of Great Britain. And you still won't speak to me.
Understood.
Kill him, then open the door.
Your guns.
We are unarmed.
Just who the hell are you?
Get them out. Fire! Fire!
We meet at last, Mr. Highland. Tell me, what did he pay you to turn against your own people? Eh?
Get on with it and be on your way.
Very well. If that's the way you feel about it.
that, Cap. Have I got the tickets or what?
I don't have them.
I don't have them. They're on the fridge.
Dad.
Honey, there's plenty of time.
Jack. You know Marty Kenner.
Marty? How's the shoulder?
Not too bad.
Something's come up. Can we sit down and have a chat?
They were moving him to Albany Prison on the Isle of Wight when it happened. We think he's left the country.
Marty, excuse me. Let's deal in what we know, not what we don't. We know he's escaped. We know what happened in Kent, near the Channel. If he's left the country, Jack, you listening? The chances he'd come here, that he'd try, that he could come here, are so remote, I have trouble even saying it.
And yet your first instinct was to come all the way out here and tell me.
Marty, want to excuse us a few minutes?
Few more weeks before school starts, but I've got to dig in and prepare a few lectures.
Want to come down and look over what we got? You might turn up something we haven't.
You're asking me if I want to come back.
Yep.
We'll try and go next week, honey.
Sorry.
Sean Miller escaped.
Well, what does that mean?
They just wanted me to know. They thought I might be concerned. I'm not. The IRA's not stupid. They're not going to follow me all the way over here. We talked about it. They agreed. They're gone. That's it.
They didn't ask you to come back to CIA?
I said no.
Just like that.
I don't want to go back, honey.
I saw them coming and I just...
I know.
I can't go back to that life again. You know?
Bet your cell was even better than this. Bloody Ritz in comparison.
At least you always had your own toilet bowl, eh, Sean?
Come on, Sean, cheer up. You've just been spared a lifetime of hell on earth. A word of gratitude might even be in order.
But don't feel like resting. Lying around in the sun like some complacent tourist.
If we're to build an army, we've got to train like soldiers. And we can't do that in Ireland, not now.
Bleeding waste of time.
There's laying about and there's laying low. There's a difference.
Is there?
It's Lord Holmes who should be worried about complacency. Next time he won't be so lucky. Post him back to Whitehall in little pieces if that's what it takes to free every Irish political prisoner.
That's not what I'm thinking of.
I know that, Sean. But what Ryan done can't be undone. So you should stop thinking about it.
I can't.
How in the world could something like this have happened?
Inspector Harlan picked the day, picked the decoy routes, picked the men, and still they knew.
He had two children, apparently.
It's tragic. Tragic.
SO-13 have narrowed it down to 31 people who had prior knowledge of your itinerary on the day of the attack and of Miller's transfer. Five of whom are now dead.
Sir, I think it might be best if we limit your appointments for the time being.
I will not have my itinerary dictated to me by terrorists.
Whoever this traitor is, I better pray to God I never find him.
We know you'll do your best, Sergeant.
Guests appeal to Athens on what basis? On what grounds?
Mr. Biederman? Bad time for you?
Well, they said they'd be grateful.
Didn't they?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Fight our battle and the rest of the world will fear and respect you.
Yeah, but didn't the rest of the world fear and respect Athens already?
Didn't matter.
Didn't matter? Why not?
Prize, sir?
That's the battle they lost. The real battle.
Attention on deck.
Attention to orders. I have a presentation to make. For service above and beyond the call of duty of a tourist, even a Marine, we recognize Professor John Patrick Ryan with the Order of the Purple Target and hope that he will duck next time lest he become part of history rather than a teacher of it.
How old is he?
10.
Plate glass window?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Hi, guys.
I got a retin at 1 o'clock. We might have to bump it. This could take some time. Yep, let's bump it.
We're all set to go.
Okay, let's do it.
So, you just waded on in like John Wayne. Why'd you do it? What were you thinking, man?
I don't know. I wasn't thinking.
That's it? You sound like some of my students.
Just pissed me off. I couldn't just stand there and watch him shoot those people right in front of me. It was rage. Pure rage. Just made me mad.
Well, here's hoping you never get mad at me, man.
Sean.
Hi, Mommy.
How are you?
Let's do it. Highway 50, west.
Where's Sean Miller?
Yeah, Dr. Captain Ryan, please.
Ryan, are you all right?
How long?
Dr. Ryan?
Operator, I want to make an emergency breakthrough. The number is 555-3464. Yeah, it's a mobile phone. Yeah. What do you mean I can't?
Foster, dammit!
Thank you.
Sally with you?
Yeah.
Hi, Dad.
Is everything all right?
Yeah, everything's fine.
There she is.
Right.
Honey, I want you to get off the highway and get to the nearest police station as quick as you can, all right?
The police station?
Kathy, just get off the highway right now.
Steady, mate. Steady.
Where are you now?
I'm at Thoreau Boulevard.
There's a state police barracks at Houston Street.
I'll meet you there.
Okay.
Something wrong, Mom?
No, everything's fine.
Mr. Ryan?
Yeah.
Your wife's okay. She sustained a concussion, but we ran a complete skull
protocol. She's pregnant.
Yeah, I know. The baby's okay. So you don't have to worry
about it. What about my daughter?
Let's sit down for a moment.
No, talk to me.
It's going to be a little while before we know. Maybe in the morning.
Here you go.
On a fundraising tour.
You okay?
Irish Catholics this morning in this heinous crime.
Look, I want to share with Dr. Ryan personally our empathy and anguish, but I will wait as I feel
proper for the most appropriate time.
Yeah, but can you confirm or deny that funding for the IRA is...
The IRA are not responsible for this attack.
So what you're saying is the IRA had nothing to do with this.
No more questions.
Thank you, Mr. O'Neill.
She's going to be okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Ryan.
Mr. Ryan, I'd like to share with you our deep regret about... Mr. Ryan.
Process.
You are the victim of a crime, and that does not make for the best analysis. Even if you knew something about terrorism, which you do not. I have guys on it. Guys who know something about the
IRA. Marty, I am not standing here.
This is not naval.
Marty, I am not standing here with my hat in my hand. I am telling you, I want back in.
Jack?
Sir.
Thank God about Sally.
Thank you.
Alice and I are relieved beyond words. You manage any sleep?
Not much, sir.
I'm interrupting something. You were explaining to Jack about how we'd be better off without him around here. Or something along those lines.
Mark Spiva? Jack Ryan. Tony Farrow.
Hi.
Alex Winter.
Jack. Rose.
Well.
Rose.
I have to say you're looking better than I expected.
It's an illusion, I'm afraid.
Of course it would have to be, wouldn't it? Well, it's good to see you again regardless.
You too.
Look, we've carved a niche for you. And here's your night table reading.
My...
Please. See the game then? The gambling?
Yeah, it was all right.
That'll be good.
Longtime IRA strategist, friend of the Miller family. He was there when Timothy Miller was killed, 79. Looked after his boys, Sean and Patrick. This photo's not a year old. I think if we could find O'Donnell, we'll find Miller still standing at his side.
That's not. 96.
Are you with me, Jack?
Yeah. Just thinking.
What about the gun?
What about it? Think he's going to turn up his work?
He's going to question.
Son of a bitch.
What?
Look, SO-13 gets an anonymous tip about some bomb-like stuff on a table in an apartment. They go in, they get some IRA bad guys, they look around, they see there's no way anybody could have seen through the window, like the tipster said. We got three IRA hitmen at a farmhouse, hit by somebody else.
That's British soldiers getting out of hand, Jack. They're not above it, not after a hit on the royal family.
No. Look. We got brigade commander of the IRA, Jimmy O'Riordan. Checks into a cheap hotel room, ends up dead. Double tap to the head. Very professional. And that was how long after the farmhouse?
Same day?
What are you coming to, Jeff? Jack? Where are you going?
I'm just going to go throw some water on my face.
I think one of us is in the wrong room.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Huh? IRA terrorists or some ultra-violent faction of the IRA fighting the cause their way?
Yeah. Jimmy O'Riordan checked into a hotel with a woman with long hair. Long red hair. This is who we should be looking for. We find her, we'll find him.
They're not dead, Sean!
What?
He survived it! I can't say it any plainer than that! It doesn't matter! The trip served its purpose!
It does matter!
Sean, Americans hold their breath every time a little girl falls down a pipe in the backyard. But you shot at one with a submachine gun on the way back from school.
Well, we started the bleeding war. The Brits are tearing apart Belfast for the IRA. And their American money are denying the hit so loud. It only makes them look more guilty.
The war is raging. And when it's over, we'll be the only ones left standing. Sean, I'll let you go for Paddy Boy. But that's it.
We've got work to do. And it's not in Maryland.
Feeling better, eh? Lost her spleen, though, yeah. Pity that. Make it mighty tough on her to fight off infection, eh, Jackie?
Sick son of a bitch.
It was him, wasn't it? He's never gonna leave us alone.
He'll never get that close to us again, honey.
I don't care what you have to do. Just get him.
Responsible for all this, I know that.
Are you waiting for me to agree with you? I've been saying this to the press till I'm blue in the face.
Well, that's the point, isn't it? You claim responsibility for one thing, deny it for another. Nobody believes you anymore. I want to know where Sean Miller and Kevin O'Donnell are.
Let me try and understand this. You want me to sell out my fellow Irishman to you? Is that why you came down here? You don't understand me at all.
Oh, I think I do.
Look, I don't give a damn what they've done. But the day that I sell out my countrymen will be the day that I put a bullet through my own head.
That's it then, man.
That's it. You know, on second thoughts, maybe I won't have a drink with you.
Okay, then I'll go home.
A safe trip.
I'll go home and call the TV stations. Give them what they want. Let them take their cameras into my daughter's hospital room. Put it on the evening news.
I don't give a shit whether you did it or not, and neither will anyone else. But I will put such a stranglehold on your gun money, you'll be out in the street throwing rocks. I will fucking destroy you. I will make it my mission in life.
Excuse me.
Well, lads, did you hear that?
SO-13 traced the weapons used in the Lord Holmes incident to an arms dealer that supplies Gaddafi. Now, when Sean Miller escaped, he was last seen in a Zodiac heading out into the channel in a gale, which didn't make much sense until I checked on the freighters that were out there that day. Syrian registry, known to carry arms from the Middle East to client states in the Mediterranean, including Gaddafi.
So, Miller takes a slow boat to North Africa.
Exactly. Now, we send our birds up over the desert, photographing what? How many camps?
182.
182 camps a day in North Africa. Libyan bases, PLO, Red Brigade, Action Direct, West German Red Army faction. But on the day that this particular ship docked in Benghazi, there's activity in only 9 camps with people arriving. Now, this one we know for sure is PLO. This one's Shining Path. These 7 we're not so sure about. Why?
We've got satellites and...
Because the people in those camps know probably better than we do exactly what time the satellite's going to pass overhead. And Marty, unless you authorize us to retask those satellites so we can get a look before they're overhead from the side, we're never going to know which camp they're at. Jack, do you have any idea how big a deal it is to retask those satellites?
Yeah.
Camp 18 again. Tighten on the camp here.
Let's look up in here.
See what we can see.
Show me this group in here.
No, there's nothing. Go back to the bigger picture. Let me see down here.
Tighten up on that wing. Can you enhance that? Sharpen it up.
SAS could take out any one of these camps in under 2 minutes, kill everybody there, and be gone before the echo fades. Are you sure this is the same woman? Keep at it, then.
Again, Daddy.
The sun did not shine. It was too wet to play. So we sat in the house all that cold, cold, wet day. We sat there with Sally. We sat there, we two. And I said how I wish we had something to do. Too wet to go out, too cold to play ball. So we sat in the house. We did nothing at all. So all we could do was to sit, 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 sit. And we did not like it. Not one little bit.
Patty O'Neill can sleep at night. In fact, he probably enjoys the irony. She's not Irish. She's English.
And this is the girl you saw. In the blink of an eye, in a Jeep, as it passed you doing 40?
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do here?
Tell SO13 you know who she is. Tell him her name. Give him her picture. Tell him that she poses as a rare book dealer and ask him to look for her. What do you mean, what do you do?
What am I supposed to do with you, Jack? You walk into a bar, half of whose customers want you dead. You walk up to the IRA's bag man, and in front of his guys, you threaten him?
You're not a field man, Jack. You never were. You are an analyst. Analyze that. I am not after your job, Marty. I'm after the man who tried to kill my family.
Then what do you think? You tell O'Neill that you're looking for a girl. He gives you the pictures of a girl. He obliges you to get you off his back, and you believe him?
I didn't tell him I was looking for a girl, Marty.
Come and look at this.
Bit of a bookworm myself. Not that you'd know it to look at me.
What's your passion then? Mysteries? Spy novels? Familiar with Ian Fleming, are you?
This is a rare bookshop.
Rare books? Yeah, so they are.
Can you locate the problem, or do I have to call someone else?
I already have. The wiring in this old place dates from before the war. The First War. It's what we call in the electrical business, rare.
Yes, can you fix it?
Sure,
fix it. Can you afford it? That's the question.
Just fix it.
Hello.
You seen it, haven't you?
I don't know.
He's got it, look.
Yeah, what do you make of this?
Oh, yeah. I have no idea.
Damn!
I have to go out now for a few minutes to deliver some books. Please keep about your repairs.
Oh, I'll be here all week, Gav. Don't worry.
At the White House is no problem.
What is the problem?
No problem. We're just running out of dates. Yes, we could do that. Move that to there. Which would leave us...
The 14th?
The 14th.
Geoffrey, let's check with John Rann about scheduling a presentation dinner at our embassy in Washington on the...
14th.
The 14th. So let's go over this again so I can get it clear. We start in Washington with the White House.
Geoffrey Watkins?
Oh, I beg your pardon. I'm trying to reach Mr. Titus.
Is that extension 2691?
No, this is 2619.
I'm terribly sorry.
What are you doing up? Go back to bed.
I wanted to be there when she wakes up. I'll go with you and then I'll take a cab back.
Okay.
Hello? Yes, just a minute. It's for you, Sir John.
Hello?
Excuse me, sir. Mr. Ryan has a special celebration that evening that he can't change. He wondered if you might care to join them.
Where? At his house?
Yes, sir.
Why not?
We shot this 8 days ago in Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4 Brits traveling with him. Light arms.
The heavy stuff's in the cars.
He's German.
This boarding you shot?
4, 6 altogether. Should be the same security when Hans flies to Washington.
You've got to find the moment when he's unprotected.
4 days, Washington. One day in New York. Shopping.
Caucasians.
Mm-hmm.
Take a look at the one with the hat.
His arms look a little pink.
Sunburn. New arrival. What do you think, same guy? That rare book dealer, Dennis Cooley. He's bald. It's possible there could be a woman in some of these camps. But with her and Cooley in the same place, if that is Cooley, the odds of coincidence are dropping fast. Still, I don't know. There's no way I can be absolutely certain.
Excuse me, Jack. Tell me one thing in life that is absolutely for certain.
My daughter's love.
What I need to hear from you is your best guess, and I think I've heard it. Haven't I?
The bastards took away my bookshop. They took away my books.
I'm sorry, Dennis, you can't come. You haven't got the training. And this mission's going to be very messy.
I can fire a gun.
Sorry, Dennis.
You who've taken us, Jack.
Satellite now entering target area.
Into battle. Sir.
Enlargement sector 4. Airborne support approaching target area. ETA, 35 seconds. Targets have been neutralized.
It's over.
You sure your men outside would like some coffee?
No, thank you, Miss Rand. They'll be just fine.
Okay.
And I'd like to thank you, Miss Rand, for allowing us to impose upon your homecoming.
You will?
You're a beautiful and gracious young lady, and it's my distinct pleasure to make your acquaintance.
You're welcome.
I thought I might make the presentation after dinner, if you agree.
Oh,
sure.
Well, I think
Would you like to see it now? Jeffrey.
Didn't I already give you one of those?
Where's
the bathroom, Jack?
Second door on the left. More coffee, anyone?
I'd love some.
Excuse me.
Ooh, here it comes.
Someone in there.
No, it's in it. That's the base. Hello?
Jack? Marty.
Hey, Marty. What's going on?
I'm sorry to interrupt your party, but I thought you'd like to know right away. SAS just made positive ID on Dennis Cooley.
What about the others?
Well, it was pretty messy, as it turns out.
It's going to take 48 hours to verify the dental records.
But they're keeping right on it.
Oh, great.
What?
Storm just knocked out the power here to the house. I got to light some candles.
I'll light one for you, Tim.
Okay, Marty. Thanks.
Here we go.
What, forget to pay your bill, Cat?
Robert, very funny.
Is everyone all right?
We're fine, Jack. This doesn't happen very often. Only when we have royalty over for dinner. I knew you'd understand. Something wrong?
Come with me, Lee. If the storm had knocked out the lights, they'd be out the boathouse, too.
So?
Power comes in from the street and then branches off to here. Jesus. This is Ryan. Any DSS agent?
Any DSS agent? This is Ryan. Maryland troopers. Anyone? Anyone reading me? Anybody?
Rob, over here.
Blimey.
I'm in here coming. Where's Sean Miller? What you talking about? Give me the gun. Five, six. I don't know, maybe more.
I'll get the others. Don't turn on the lights. Get down the bed.
Where's Kathy and Sally?
Here, she's down the bed. What's
Sally. Sally. It's okay, honey. Come on. Just
is off the air.
DSS, state troopers, everyone. The security company...
Get me hostage rescue at Quantico, now.
Robbie! Open up! Robbie, it's us!
They're outside!
Sean, cool it. It's the Royal we want. We can't ransom a dead body.
We're all over the place, man.
How are you going to get away, huh? You want to go for the other knee? Come on! Come on.
Boats. Bottom of the cliff. And ropes.
Kevin!
Turn it round, Sean!
No!
Sean! back, Ryan!
Don't blow the mission now, boy!
That's not my mission!
You crazy bastard!
To eat, honey, or do you want something? You want some toast or
pancakes?
Some toast or pancakes, honey. You want toast or just toast?
Toast.
Toast.
Somebody gonna get that?
Yeah. Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, hold on a second.
Where's your backpack?
It's Dr. Zalian.
Damn you.
Yeah.
Hello. Is it gonna be okay?
It's gonna be be fine, honey. We're just waiting to find out.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
What do you want on your toast, honey?
Strawberry?
Strawberry.
Well, hold on a second. You want to know what it is?
Did he tell you?
He's asking. I'm asking you.
Well, I don't know. Do you want to know?
I don't know. Do you?
Well, I thought I wanted to know, but now I'm not so sure.
Hold on a second. We're discussing it.
Me neither. I mean, I do and I don't.
He's waiting.
Okay. Tell us.
Okay, tell us. Thank you.